come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Hello? Hi, Janet. Your appointment book? Yeah, it's right here. Oh, sure, I'll bring it down to you. Oh, listen, don't forget you're taking me to lunch today. What do you mean you don't even remember asking me? Are you kidding me? It's written right down here in your appointment book. Take Jack to lunch. Okay? Okay. All right, I'll see you then. Bye-bye. Free lunch. La enchilada, la enchilada. Get them while they're red and hot. Terry, listen, I'm going out for a little while.
Okay, have fun. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. Oh, Jack. Jack, you hurt?
Oh, no, it's okay. Terry's a nurse. I'll have her set the elbow for me.
So sorry, Jack.
Cindy, look, there are two ways to open a door. The right way and your way. Now, I'm going to show you the right way to open the door, okay? Watch carefully.
Here I go.
So you open the door very carefully. You look to the left, you look to the right, you look up, you look down, you look everywhere. See, that's the right way to open up a door. You got that?
Yes.
Good. Why don't you work on that? I'll catch you later.
Oh, hiya, Cindy. How have you been?
Fine.
Good.
Terry, are you doing anything tonight?
No.
Terrific. How would you like to go on a blind date?
Oh, thanks, but no thanks. My last blind date was a disaster.
What happened?
He showed up.
Terry.
No, forget it. No more blind dates.
Gosh, Terry, I'm really sorry to hear that. Because this guy, Craig, is tall, handsome, a real brain. And you know, all that money hasn't spoiled him one bit.
How soon could he get here?
Well, we have a couple of flowers on special this week. Mums, and they stay for a long time.
Oh, Janet, here's your appointment book. Where are you taking me to lunch?
Excuse me, Jack. I'm going to have to finish with this customer first.
Oh, is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah, you could see what Mr. Furley wants.
Mr. Furley, I didn't see you. What are you doing here?
Big date tonight, Jack. Thought I'd soften her up with flowers.
Well, that's good thinking.
How much is that bouquet right there?
Oh, Janet, how much are these?
$25.
Okay, great. I'll just wrap them up for you.
$25? $25 is a little more than I wanted to spend.
Oh?
Yeah, you see, I want to take Francine to the movies. It's two for one night at the Bijou. Still.
Oh, I get it. Well, look. What do you say? $15.
Of course, I'll have to buy her some popcorn at the movie. Buttered.
Why don't we say an even $10, okay?
Of course, my car's in the shop, so we'll have to take a cab. Both ways.
Mr. Furley, why don't you just take the bus?
What, have her think I'm cheap?
Here's your bouquet, Mr. Furley. Shall I wrap it?
Listen, Jack, you know what Francine really likes?
Know what?
Candy! That's what I'll get her. A bar of candy. Thank you.
good. That's a perfect selection. You always make such good choices. I'll have that sent over this afternoon. Bye-bye.
Hey, Janet, can we go now?
Yes, Jack, yes. Let me get my purse. It's in the back. Boy, you must be hungry.
Hey, you.
I'm sorry, we're closed.
Well, I say you're open.
Well, I say the customer's always right. Fill this up with green stuff. Yes, sir. Right away. The money! The money! Oh, I'm sorry. It's a natural mistake. It's my first robbery. The money! Yes, sir. Right away. Let's see. How does this sound?
I'm in a hurry.
I know, it won't open. Can we wire it to you, FTD or something? I'm sorry, wait. Look, why don't you just take the whole thing? I'll carry it out for you. You have your getaway car parked nearby. Get out of here.
Hey, that's great. How did you do?
Fill up the bag.
Okay, Jack.
You, lady, step over here.
Oh, my God, Jack, we're being robbed. Do something.
I am. Here you are, sir. Have a nice day.
Is that all there is?
No, there's more. I think she went to the bank today.
Let's hope, okay?
Here. Thank you, sir.
Great. Now, if you two want to stay healthy, you'll count to 100 before you call the police.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Slower!
Five. 1 alligator, 2 alligator.
Better. Turn around!
7.
Turn around!
Alligator 11, oh my lord. Alligator 12, alligator 13, alligator 14, alligator 15, alligator 16, alligator 17, alligator 18, alligator, and
operator, get me the police!
You mind? I'm trying to count. 1 alligator, 2.
All right, Miss Wood, Mr. Tripper, that's all I need of that. Now then, how much money did it get?
Oh, gosh, I don't know exactly. I had $15 in my purse, and then he got everything that was in the cash register.
Well, at least nobody got hurt, huh?
Well, I mean, it was obvious the guy was scared of me. You should have seen the way he ran out of there.
Sure, Jack, sure, after you gave him everything in the shop. I'm surprised he didn't come back and give you a tip.
Janet, the man had a gun. Hold it. Excuse me just a minute.
Did either one of you get a good look at him?
Sure.
Oh, yes, we both did.
All right, good. Can you describe him?
Okay, fine. He had these two beady little eyes. Mean lips. And I don't know if he had a nose.
See, the guy, he was wearing a ski mask.
Right, yeah.
A ski mask. By any chance, was it blue with red stripes?
Well, yes. How do you know?
Excuse me a minute. Will you please have a seat over there?
Sure. Come on, Jack. Let's have a seat over here. Come on. Gosh, Jack, can you remember anything else about the robber?
Yeah. His hands. There was something about his hands.
What?
I don't remember.
Ms. Wood, Mr. Tripper, this is Lieutenant Briscoe, Chief of Detectives.
Ms. Wood?
Oh, how do you do, sir?
Mr. Tripper?
Hello, Chief.
I understand you were held up by a man wearing a blue ski mask with red stripes?
Yes, sir.
We think this is the same man who's held up a lot of other stores in the past few months.
And he has shot several people.
The man must be a psycho. He didn't have to shoot the people. He already had their money.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yes, we'd give anything to put this man away.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help, just ask.
You really mean that?
Absolutely, Chief.
Well, we don't like to ask this of ordinary citizens, but
since he's willing to help.
I am.
Wait a minute, Jack. Well, exactly what would you want Jack to do?
Nothing. We'll do it all.
They'll do it all.
What we'd like to do is have it appear that Mr. Tripper got a good look at the bandit and can identify him.
No, that's a real problem because neither one of us could recognize that man.
We know that, and you know that, but the masked bandit doesn't. Mr. Tripper, I'd like to get your picture in the evening paper. Get the photographer in here with the camera.
The newspapers?
And on the TV news.
Did you hear that, Janet? I'm going to be on TV and in the papers.
Janet, come on. You better think this over.
Why, Janet? I can't shirk my civic duty.
Here's your man right here. Get a good headshot.
This is my best side.
Now, this is the way it'll work. We'll have a plainclothes officer stationed inside your apartment round the clock.
Why does a policeman have to be in our apartment all the time?
Well, when the killer finds out that your friend here can identify him, the first thing he'll want to do is eliminate Mr. Tripper, and that's when we'll nab him.
You see, Janet, it's very simple. I'll eliminate Mr. Tripper. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'd really like to help, but I really didn't get a good look at him. It all happened so fast. Wait a second. Don't take my picture. Mommy! No, wait. No, no, please. Could you not hold it?
Jack, it is a good picture of you.
Yeah, maybe they can use it again in my obituary.
Well, you're really scared, aren't you?
Me? No, I was just kidding. I don't care. Don't you ever creep on us like that again.
Boy, will I be glad when that policeman gets here. Well, I won't. Personally, I don't like the idea of having a policeman in our apartment all the time. That's a real invasion of our privacy.
Yeah, but Janet, it's for our protection.
I know. But look, now there's going to be this total stranger looking over our shoulders 24 hours a day, and I tell you, I don't like it one bit.
Hi, I'm Officer Bolton.
Thank God you're here. Telling my friends that I couldn't possibly feel safe until you got here. Won't you please come in?
Thank you.
Oh, sure.
Do you live here?
Oh, yes. My name is Janet, officer. Would you care to frisk me?
Please, just call me Jim. Look, I don't want to get in anyone's way. Just make believe I'm not even here.
You've got to be kidding.
Officer, I'm Jack Tripp.
Don't ever do that again.
Why? Why?
You passed in front of that open window. That makes you an easy target.
Can you ever forgive me?
Yes, Jack, please be careful.
Thank you.
Jim's job is tough enough.
Who's this?
Oh, hi, I'm Terry. Could I go into the bedroom? I have to get ready for a date.
Sure, just stay away from the windows.
Oh, right. Terry, hang on a second. Who are you going out with? Well, his name's Craig. Cindy fixed me up with him. She says that he's tall and handsome and rich.
Really? How come Cindy's not going out with him?
I think I'm in trouble.
Jim, can I get you anything? Coffee, tea, or... Well, something to eat.
I don't want to be any trouble.
Oh, please, it wouldn't be any trouble. And there's some steak left over in the refrigerator.
Terrific. Hey, that's my dinner, Janet.
Mind if I look around?
Go ahead. Listen, Officer Jim. Have you had a lot of experience guarding witnesses?
Don't worry, I do this all the time.
Oh, that's a relief.
Sure. I have an almost perfect record.
Almost.
I've only lost two.
Only two.
Excuse me.
Janet. Excuse me, Janet.
What are you doing?
Janet, we don't want a cop hanging around here all the time, do we?
Who don't?
Well, no, I mean, he may not be the right guy for the job. Maybe we should trade him in.
Why?
Well, Janet, he's supposed to keep an eye on me, and he's only got eyes for you.
Oh, Jack, do you really think so? This is for Jim.
Oh, good. I wouldn't want him to shoot anybody on an empty stomach.
Hello? Anybody home?
Hold it! Oh, please let that be a cigarette lighter! Put your hands up! Hey, listen! No, stop! That's our landlord!
Landlord? Look, I'm terribly sorry, sir. I hope I didn't scare you.
Scare me? You kidding? Ha! Mr. Furley, could you get some tea to relax. Are you all right?
Yeah, sure. I just came out because I saw your picture on the TV news.
No, Mr. Furtick, that's just a trap to catch that guy who robbed Janet's flower shop. This man out here is a plainclothes cop. He's here to protect us.
Oh. Well, if it was me, I wouldn't need protection.
How do you figure?
Ralph Furley, black belt.
You know, I took karate while I was in the Navy.
You were in the Navy? What were you on, a ferry boat? Boy, that must have been some Navy.
That's it. That's it! Mr. Furley, I could kiss you.
Back off, Jack! I'll use these on a friend if I have to.
No, no, you don't understand. I just remembered the robber in the flower shop had a tattoo on the back of his hand.
Tattoo?
Yeah, it said USN. I couldn't remember that. I gotta tell the cop outside.
Boy, was he hungry.
Janet, I gotta tell you something.
Jack, don't you think he's wonderful? I mean, that beautiful blonde hair and those liquid blue eyes. And then he's got this really cute little tattoo on the back of his hand.
Tattoo?
Uh-huh. It says USN.
Oh, my God! Me too!
What's up?
Janet, remember I couldn't remember something about the robber?
Right.
Well, I just remembered. He had a tattoo on the back of his hand that said USN.
So?
So? The guy out there is the robber.
Are you crazy? He is a policeman.
That's why they can't catch him. He's one of them.
Oh, my God.
We gotta call the police!
We gotta call the police! Well, the phone's out there.
Be careful. He's a killer.
Janet, we gotta do something. That guy's gonna kill me.
Come here. I think I've got a plan, but I am going to need your help.
Your voice sounds funny is all.
Oh, yes. I'm a little hoarse. What a wonderful jacket. Look into my eyes. Deeper.
I'm too tired to finish the rest of these pots and pans, Janet.
Spot, spot. But are you still using that old detergent?
Yes, and I'm so ashamed.
Well, you certainly should be. My, my. Now, where were we?
I was looking into your eyes.
Oh, yes.
You have very pretty eyes.
Thank you.
Jack! Would you like a nice tropical drink? It's very good. Terry, would you like to go help Mr. Furley in the kitchen, please? Now?
All right.
Thank you.
Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine. Kitchen, help Furley, now.
Now, for a minute there, I had a funny feeling that you were trying to hit me.
What? Me?
Nah,
I'd never hit you.
Okay.
But she would. We did it! We did it!
What do you mean, we?
We gotta time up before it comes to, Mr. Furley, Terry!
Jack, good work!
Thank you. Listen, in the bottom drawer next to the sink is some rope. Bring it, we'll tie it up. Hurry.
Mr. Fuller told me everything. He's the robber?
Yeah, what a waste, a face like that. And he wears a mask for a living.
If he moves again, hit him. Rope, Mr. Furley!
Good. No,
let go.
Get him over
on his back.
Get him over here.
Tie his hands.
Oh, I'll get it.
must be Craig. I'm Terry. Won't you come in? Excuse me. Aren't blind dates the worst? Oh, I don't mean that you're the worst. You know what I mean. You see, I'm almost ready, but we still have a little problem here.
Hey, who's he?
This is my rich date, my blind date. Craig.
Craig, no time to explain, but here's what happened. This guy robbed Janet's flower shop and then came here to try to kill us.
Is that so?
Yeah. You have to tie him up there. His
well,
hands.
I'd be glad to.
This guy was trying to fool us into believing he was a policeman. He didn't fool me. I know a crook when I see one.
Here, put your finger here so I can tie this knot, will you?
You know what gave him away? A tattoo on the back of his hand.
A tattoo?
Yeah, it said USN, just like yours.
Listen, why don't you go on and do your day, Terry?
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, we got it under control.
Okay. Well, Craig, are you ready to go?
Not quite.
Hey, if you're trying to break our date.
Just get over there.
Please, wake up!
You, get over there.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's nice seeing you two again.
Again?
Yes, well, I'm trying to tell you, he's the robber!
Oh, my God!
I knew I didn't like blind dates.
If he's the robber, who is he?
He's the one that was going to protect you from me.
No, wait. Now listen. Look, let's talk this over.
There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, back up against the wall! Sorry, Mr. Burley. Sorry.
Say your last goodbyes.
Hi, everybody.
I'm so sorry, Jack. I did it again.
Cindy, you know what you've done?
Yeah, I forgot to look before I opened the door. I'm so sorry, Jack. I'll never do it again.
Stop apologizing. You saved our lives.
I did?
Yes, Cindy, yes. This guy here, he came and robbed my flower shop, and then he came here tonight to kill us all.
Somebody call the police!
Right!
Police!
Oh, you poor baby.
Who hit me?
Jack!
No, it was the burglar. He hit you from behind.
Right. But you put up this marvelous struggle first before you knocked him out and then, of course, passed out yourself.
I did? Uh-huh. And with my hands tied?
Yeah. You were really wonderful.
Wow. Wait till I tell my wife.
The police are on their way. Now, can you hold them until they get here?
You talking to me? Can I hold this guy?
No problem. It's child's play. After which, the president promised swift action in Congress. And now, headlining the local news, an armed intruder was apprehended in a beach area apartment today.
Oh, come on, this is us.
Thanks to the quick thinking of the apartment's occupant, Jack Tripper, the assailant was wrestled to the ground and easily subdued.
That's not the way it happened. Oh, Jack, how could you say that?
Yeah, the thing some people will do to get attention.
Manager Ralph Furley said his single-handed capture of the gang was just the first step in his own personal war on drugs.
Taped in front of a studio audience.